Hello, everyone. This is Michael Marsolek. I'm speaking with Michael Reynolds. Michael is the cellist of the world-renowned Muir String Quartet since its inception in 1979, also with the Montana Chamber Music Society and the Classics for Kids Foundation, wearing a number of hats. Great to speak with you again, headed to Montana for a number of shows.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's great to be home. I grew up here, and it always makes me happy to be back in the mountains.
It is a return, certainly, to Montana, as you do every summer. There are a number of public performances in Bozeman and in Big Sky and also at St. Timothy's, the summer concert series at Georgetown Lake, all happening this Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. What's the quartet been up to?
Well, we've been in residence at Boston University since the early 80s. We're gaining on our 40th year as a quartet. We actually started in 1978. That dates us a bit, but our home has been in Boston for a very long time, but I would say our second home is Montana. We started playing concerts here in the early 80s. You know, it's become really a favorite place for the members of the quartet. A couple of us love to fly fish, and certainly most of us love hiking, and I've done some backpacking with other members of the quartet as well. But we've outlasted most of our contemporaries, but it's very much the Garden of the Gods in terms of the repertoire, in terms of the life experience of being in a quartet. I feel very fortunate.
Well, a wonderful opportunity for a working vacation to return to Montana.
Exactly.
Well, Montana Chamber Music Society has a mission to present chamber concerts throughout Montana. Of course, the quartet members come and other guest artists that will be performing with you in a number of concerts this week.
Yeah. The Chamber Music Festival, Montana Chamber Music Festival, has been around since 1989. I started it then, and then about 8 years ago, we started talking about the idea of expanding that into more of a year-round presence. So we come three times a year during the regular season, fall, winter, spring. You know, we play with such wonderful guest artists as Philip Auberg, who's very familiar to Montana audiences, and Angela Ahn, who's a world-class violinist, who's professor at MSU Bozeman now. And I'm bringing in Alexander Fitterstein, who's, in my view, one of the greatest young clarinetist on the planet, and then flautist superstar Carol Winston is coming in the spring as well. The pianist that we played with for decades, Michelle Levin, is really, I think she has one of the finest touches in the piano world, has joined us, and then, of course, members of the quartet. This will actually be the first time the entire Muir Quartet has been back in the summer for probably the last 15 years, so it's fun to have everybody here at the same time during fly fishing season.
I knew it's been a while since everybody was able to make the trip to Montana, so it's fabulous to have the full quartet. Performances will be Thursday night, 7:30 in Bozeman at Reynolds Hall, and Friday at Big Sky. It's a 5 p.m. dinner concert. Reservations are required for that one at Rainbow Ranch. And then Sunday, St. Timothy's concert is at Georgetown Lake. It's a 4 o'clock performance as part of the St. Timothy's Summer Music Series. Could you say something about the repertoire you're going to present this week?
Absolutely. We have a nice mixed bag of Mozart, the very wonderful G minor piano quartet, followed by a very interesting piece for French horn, piano, and narrator, and I'm going to be the narrator this week, by Anthony Plogg. It's called Aesop's Fables. It's actually a musical version of some of those time-tested fables, which is quite the audience's love. We did it at a festival I run in Virginia a few weeks ago, and very, very highly received. It'll be a beautiful Elgar romance that Elgar wrote for bassoon and string quartet, or bassoon and orchestra, and he did the arrangement for bassoon and quartet, which is quite lovely. And then finish things off, the legendary Schubert cello quintet. My wife, Sarah Stalnaker, is a very accomplished cellist. That's how I actually met her at a benefit for an organization she was working with. She'll be playing, and I will be playing as well. And this is one of the great, great works of the chamber music literature. It's a heavenly length. It's about 40 minutes long, but it's just truly extraordinary music. So that's the basic program.
Well, and I mentioned of all these concerts, the St. Timothy's performance will be Sunday at 4 p.m., and the Muir String Quartet and members and friends have been part of that series since its inception for the last 22 years. You're the regular concert as part of that series. It's great to play up at 7,000 feet, isn't it?
Oh, it's just gorgeous up there, and we have so many fond memories of working with Diana Neely and, of course, Gene Andre, who helped found that series. He ran the music department. He was actually my dad's friendly rival. He was the head of the music department at U of M, and my dad was the head of the music department at MSU. And they were both very accomplished violinists and very active fly fisherman.
Well, there are three concerts this week to hear the Muir String Quartet and special guests. You can hear the concert Thursday night in Bozeman at Reynolds Hall. It's a 7:30 p.m. show. Friday at Big Sky, 5 p.m., a dinner concert at Rainbow Ranch. And Sunday at St. Timothy's, Georgetown Lake. It's a 4 p.m. show on Sunday. Information on the web at muirstringquartet.org. The St. Timothy's website is sttimothysmusic.org. Or call this number, 888-407-4071. I've been talking with cellist Michael Reynolds today, the cellist of the Muir String Quartet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michael.